Blog Talk Radio.
Mama always told me, baby, you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk, you gotta listen.
Rodriguez and Pony Wade. Tonight we are going to do, as we promised, our show on, it's been called so many different things, men versus women, prove your man, prove your woman, dispel the myths, you know, the list goes on of how we can describe this show and, you know, what type of name we can actually give to it. But you know, basically it boils down to, you know, a chance for the guys versus the girls to be able to say, you know, what it is to each other. You know, we're hoping, ladies, you know how when we normally do this, you guys all turn in, ladies. Y'all turn in, y'all support, y'all speak your mind. And I got to give it to my co-host. He went out, and we all did, ladies. You guys went out and, you know, talked to your fellas, and hopefully we'll have some gentlemen that will call in today or be in the chat room today and speak so that we can have a conversation and not just have it be one-sided. You know, we really want to be able to have it go both ways. So if you would like to call in at any point tonight, the call-in number is 646-381-4964. So my co-host is always online, you know, Tony. Say hello to the group.
Hello, people. Hello.
And I know you got more to say about that because he couldn't wait for this show. So,
well, I'm having technical difficulties right now, so I'm trying to sort that out. But
yeah,
I'm here.
I know. I apologize for your technical difficulties. Some of that is my fault, trying to get his page loaded as well as and it's not, I shouldn't say it's my fault, but it's not loading. So we're going to try to work on that as well as get the show going. And we're probably not even going to do poetry tonight like we normally do. We're just going to get to the show. You know, we got 2 hours, and I think that's more than enough time to be able to discuss. And if, you know, we do like we normally do, we run all the way down to the last wire, we will definitely bring a part two. We have it already in the works, possible scheduled. And, you know, we're going to do this. And I want to say that anything that is said tonight, we hope that nothing offends anyone. That is not what we're looking to do. So when you're chatting in the chat room or you call in, please try not to be offensive to anyone because these are your opinions. Anything that is said is in the point of view of the person that is saying it. They're not facts. They're not, you know, there's no doctors, there's no lawyers. There's, you know, we are saying our point of view. So we want to make sure that we definitely say that right off the top of the show. And I don't know, I guess I'll start tonight. And from the woman, I'm going to speak about the men, and then the men can come back and they can speak about, I'll say this, I'll ask the questions that you gentlemen can answer about what you think, you know, what you think we think, and then y'all can answer the questions. So my first question would be, are all men equal? Because where this show tonight came from is from me posting a question or a statement, I guess I should say, simply stating that, you know, all boys are not men. And that, you know, my thought in that was just because you turn 18, it doesn't make you a man. It makes you an illegal adult, but it doesn't necessarily make you a man. And calling yourself a man doesn't necessarily make you a man as well. That there are personality traits, let's say, actions, maturity level, that in my book at least, equals you being a man, a good man. But to me, if I call you a man, that's one and the same. And that would be another point that I'd like to ask to you men equal. Either. Is it the same? And that would go into are men equal as far as, not as far as status or anything like that, but as far as the term man. If you call someone a man, are you just speaking to his gender or are you speaking to the quality of that person? And that was where my post came from. If you're in the chat room, we appreciate you being there. If you don't have a profile page and you would like to go and create one so that you can chat in the chat room, you can answer questions, you can state your facts, you're definitely welcome to do that. Again, if you would like to call in, you're definitely welcome to do that. If you are on the phone and you're listening and you want to be able to talk, just push number one, and I'll know that you want to talk and you want to say something, and you know, I can pull you on and talk, and then I can meet you back out so you can continue to listen. So, Tony, I don't know if you want to chime in on that. That would be the first question for the evening.
First of all, your post said basically that there was a difference between just because you were a male didn't make you a man, not a
yes.
boy. It was your post said basically if which was true. If you're a male, it doesn't make you, you know, it doesn't mean that you're a man per se. Now, it could have been taken any particular way. I found it kind of funny that it came off the dome as a post, so I questioned it, you know, wondering where it came from. But as far as that goes, the statement itself was, it was factual. Men, we tend to, there are times where we do tend to drop the ball, so to speak, or whatever. We tend, not every man, you know, not every guy that's out there knows how to be a man or knows or takes on the role that they're supposed to. And that's understandable. Not that it's okay, but it's understandable that you know, your statement and what you said. However, where my problem had came in was there are times where, as conversations went on with it, there are times where we tend to generalize what's being said. When we say something, we generalize. So, you know, like a woman could get with her girls and they're talking, the next thing you know, it's like, yeah, because men, or yeah, men do this or men do that. And for me, I don't feel that generalizing needs to be done because we're not all in the same boat. And but two from kind of 10, but as well, where we will get in, yeah, women, they just, or women that, or and we need to stop the generalizing because it's not all men, it's not all women. And then I've gone through the past couple of weeks with people telling me, well, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then you shouldn't take offense to it, or you shouldn't take it on, take any type of statement like that on to yourself. But for me, I'm speaking there, we don't want, there's no need for the generalization of statements that are blanket like that, you know, blanket statements like that. I don't necessarily feel to be categorized. It's not a matter of me feeling that I'm not the man that I need to be or should be or even could be. It's a matter of, well, I don't feel like being included, period, in that type of situation. It's a blanket statement that you make when you say certain things and you say men. You're not specifying, and it doesn't make me feel any better. And like I had said to somebody yesterday or the day before, it was basically this. If I'm a black man and I hear another, you know, race, so to speak, speaking on the black people, and they're like, black people this and black people that. Well, yeah, I may not be doing what they're saying, but they're generalizing, and they're saying black people are like this. And I feel that, you know, when it comes to it, when it comes down to it, there are people that would take offense. If you're a black person, you're walking by them and they're having that conversation, you're not going to hear, you're not hearing them when what you're hearing is them saying black people. They're being general. They're not being specific. They're not even saying some. They're saying black people as a whole. So 9 out of 10, you're going to take offense. It's the same thing with genre compared to race. It's like, okay, well, yeah, I may not be, but you're making a blanket, you know, you're making a blank statement about men in general or women in general. So, it, you know, and you're not saying, well, all men, but you're not saying some either. You're just saying men. And that's what caught my attention when it was said. That's what caught my attention. And as
okay,
far
but
as
my
being
statement,
able,
but my statement was not a generalized statement that was untrue. Every man falls into that statement. Every man falls into that statement because it wasn't a statement that degraded. It wasn't a statement that uplifted. It wasn't a statement that said you're good, you're bad, you're ugly, you're fat, you're dogs, you take care of your kids, you don't take care of your kids. It was a statement that was fact, that not all males are men. That is a fact. So my statement wasn't a mischaracterization of men in general.
Okay, but you never said some men. You are saying all men when you go there. And
no, I said yes, because it's true. If it's
okay,
not true, then
men.
You're saying either one of the other. Either you're
okay,
all
you
men.
Never used, okay, my thing was you never used all men, in that statement.
But you said that my statement bothered you because it was a generalized statement, which
it
wasn't
a generalized statement.
It was a fact.
You basically said it was said men. It was pointed to men, and it said men. It didn't say some of you men. It didn't say, you know, it basically was like it doesn't make you a man. And I understood. I'm agreeing and understanding that aspect of it. I do. But what I'm saying is the blanket statements that we're making, those things tend to cause some type of feeling. They cause some type of reaction. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. But you know what?
And
things
going past,
tend to
if we let that go and we go into the differences and we try to understand what the matter of fact, that's where we should be. That's what we should be doing.
Well, that's where we're supposed to be. It's
okay.
Understanding the differences.
We
because that's what my
that.
Statement was
that.
Saying was that there's difference, that there is a difference between being a boy or a male and being a man. And then when we had the discussion the other day with another group of people, he said, well, maybe you should say a good man, which is why I said at the beginning, my thing, and this is just me from my point of view, if I call you a man, it's assumed for me that I'm putting you in the good man box. Because if I don't think you're a good man, you don't have
then
that
you're not
title
a man?
As far as I'm concerned. And
so
that's just
you're
as far as
if you're not a
I'm
good
concerned.
Man, you're not a man?
No. 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 If you're a jerk, why would I call you a man?
Okay.
If you don't take
care
of your kids,
why
would I give you that status of being a man?
And again, categorize it because you have bad men out there. You have bad men.
Well, yeah.
And then you have good men, but they're still men.
You do. But that's why I said it's my point of view. That's my point of view. That's why I said that's just my point of view. From my point of view, and I'm going to get our caller on because we got a bunch of callers on, and we got one waving his hands. Again, if you are listening and you want to comment on anything that we're saying, you want to add your two cents, we welcome it. That's why we wanted to do this show. Just push number one, and I will get to you. We do have a caller. But what I wanted to say was that, I just lost my train of thought. But
I want to know what your train of thought is. What your train of thought is on being a good man. What is a good man for you? I mean, we can.
Okay, I'm gonna bring our caller on. I'm gonna bring our caller on so we can get to his question because we're already. Well, no, that's right. We did half an hour, so we're only 15 minutes in. But I want to get to our caller. But that's what I was saying. That for me, from my point of view, I'm not gonna give you that glory of considering you a man if you're whack. I'm not gonna do that. But I'm gonna bring our caller on and we'll get our callers. 773 area code, you are on with Tony and Kai.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, what's happening? This is Deacon from Chicago.
Hey, Deacon, how are
what's
you?
What's going on, Deacon?
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to add to the show.
Right, yeah, because I don't have a question. Like before I move any further, because I've been listening to you all since it got started, and I'm only here to mention facts, so I'm not here to mention opinion. So if that's going to be a problem, then I'll just listen to the show. But I'm only here to mention facts. Like for a long time, it's been said that you all are not notables on this. You're just giving an opinion. Well, I'm a deacon. My name is Deacon, but I am a deacon. I'm a worship master, and anybody that knows Messiah knows that you can't do anything without the Bible. So we break down words and what they actually mean in the Bible. So that, I wouldn't call myself a scholar, but I am a scholar of words and what they actually mean. First and foremost, I'm not going to argue with a woman about my role as a man. That's number one, because God created us, put us to sleep, and took out of us you. Okay, that's why your name is Woman, because you come from the warmest part of a man's body. That's number one.
Yes.
Number two, more concurrently, I could care less if a woman was the president of the United States, if she made $1 million and I made $25,000. God gave me the birthright as a man. So I don't care what you do or what you say. You're only pushing yourself further back spiritually when you go against a man against a woman against a man, because they're both as one anyway. That's number one. One can't survive without the other. You have the body and you have the right arm. If you have the body and you have the rib. Try to survive without your rib if you can. So it's really kind of, and I'm not, I don't want to cut you all show, but it's so dingy for me to hear men and women all over this world go back and forth. That is so dingy to me when one, the seed comes from the man and it's developed in the woman's womb. What is the big issue now? As far as a person's attitude, just as many times as you can say a man is full of it, a man can flip the script and say a woman is. You never get anywhere that way. Why don't we just be cool and sit and look at each other and ask, what do you want? What do you need from me? I may not have been taught that as a child growing up. You may not have been taught that as a child. So now, okay, we're still learning. What do we want from each other? What do we expect? What can we do without each other? What can we not do without each other? That's where the question is.
That's what we are going to discuss tonight.
Hold on. No woman can tell a man he's not a man. She can say that in her mouth, but it warrants nothing to the atmosphere. Just like a man can't tell a woman how it is to have a baby, a 7-pound baby come out of her loins. I mean, you know what I mean? Everybody needs to play their part. So I'm just going to, there's more to say, but I'm going to chill and just listen to the rest of the show. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, but I can tell you this right now. If a sister and a brother is running around spurting negatives towards each other, I can almost imagine why you have a lot of lonely men and women. And I'm not talking about marriage. Marriage is an American trait. You don't see anywhere in the Bible where Adam and Eve had a preacher talking about love, honor, and obey until death do you part. Actually, quite the contrary. God wanted us to murmur as a group. That's the reason why you have a calendar, because it represents the 12 tribes of Judah. The 13 tribes, really. The 13th was a female group, so they spread it out through the men. That's why you have 31 days in the month when it's only supposed to be 28. You got people running around here yelling about Black history. Read. My God, do people read? Anything other than a soap opera novel, read and find out where we come from. That's all I'm saying. If you find where you come from and you're still doing it anyway, at least you'd be doing it knowing you're doing it, not being ignorant. The Bible says, for my brother, I would not have you ignorant. We're responsible for each other's knowledge. I'm going to leave it right there.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, and I thank you for your comments, that the show isn't to disperse negativity or to put man against woman. It is definitely to ask the questions that you mentioned. What does make up a good man? What does make up a good woman? Because we do have a lot of people out there, and men claiming to be good men, women claiming to be good women, but not living up to that. And if you want a woman to follow you, as, you know, the deacon said, as, you know, it is the man's right hood or the man's role to be the head and the lead, then
no,
he
I didn't
should
say
go
that.
To place
I,
as
I,
well.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Both of them are leaders. I said right hand and rear. That's what I said. One can't survive without the other. The man is the leader as in the respect of that's the way God wanted. He did not make a woman a leader either. They're both. She's a leader by a connection because she's with us. We're leaders together. I play my role. She plays her role. We play our role. I'm not going to sit around and let a person downtrot my old lady. At the same time, I'm not going to let my old lady walk around thinking she got nuts either, if I can say nuts. She can't walk around thinking she got to play her role. I don't
well,
have a vagina.
Yes.
So people need to know their roles, that's all.
Yes, exactly. But like you said at the beginning, some people don't know their role.
Exactly.
Some people don't know what is the makeup of a good man, how to be
well,
a leader,
it's our job to
how
teach
to do that.
Right. That's
and that's what the show
is,
here
is
for
man.
Today,
that's
is to teach
a human.
That. Yes, that's what our show today here is for, to put that out into the atmosphere and to say, listen, you know, this is what's going on, and how can we fix this? You know,
right,
brothers,
right.
This is if you wanna wear the title and you want that respect, well then this is what you should be doing. Women, if you want the respect and the glory that goes along with the title of being a good woman, but then this is how you should be acting. This is how a woman should be acting. This is how a man should be acting. You know, and everyone can have their own point of view on. Unbiblically, I'm sure, you know, the Bible has its own black and white, this is how a man and this is how a woman is supposed to act. Outside of that, there are going to be a lot of, and this is why I said personal point of view, because outside of the biblical, there are other people's point of view. If you grew up in an abused home, to you that may be normal because that's all you've ever known. And until you get out and you experience other things, then you realize, okay, wait, that wasn't normal. That's not. There is other ways to act. There are other ways for a man to treat me. There's another way for a woman to act. So, you know, that's
if you take away the knowledge of where people study, you know, because you got to study and you have to actually live it. But if you take away the knowledge, like you just did, where, you know, a lot of people don't do the Bible thing, and I'm paraphrasing because you didn't say it in those words, then you don't have nothing to go home. You, then a person to say, I don't have to listen to you. You're a human like me. What makes you right? Facts are facts all by itself. Your name is Kai. That's a fact on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whether I like you or not. The fact of the matter is a man came first. He walked the earth probably millions of years before a woman got here. And if he understood that, he wouldn't even argue with a woman. He can let her think what she wants to think. This ain't about spirituality, you know, like me saying, read the Bible. This is about me telling you to read a history book for all colors and all nations. Most of the people don't know that the book of Philippians are the Philippines, which everybody comes from black. Philippines are dark people. Those are the Asian, those are where the Asian people come from. I don't want to go into that. I'm just saying people, common sense is what I'm saying, and actual facts. I'm not talking about opinions. I'm not on this line to give you an opinion. An opinion is, I think that I can do better than you. That's an opinion. I'm talking about a fact. The fact is, I'm Deacon. I'm 47 years old. I have a daughter. That's a fact. So I don't want anybody to think that I'm trying to throw an opinion. I'm only on here talking about actual facts. Now, after the fact that you get past man and women and their roles, their actual natural roles, then everything else becomes an opinion, because we can do without a cell phone, we can do without a car, we can do without all, but we can't do without food. That's what God says. We can't do without, you know, and I'm not going to ever talk anything natural without spiritual, because you got to have the yin and the yang. So for those that don't believe in that, I bid you farewell. Hopefully your God would understand what you're talking about, because the only thing I understand is facts. After that, anything else can be an opinion.
Exactly.
Now, Doc, I have a question for you, bro. When it comes to, we talk about, you still there, Doc? Okay, when we're talking in terms of the roles of the male and the female coming together, and I agree with you, we're supposed to be working together, but when we talk in these roles, in your as far as what you know for facts, can you lay out what the roles are supposed to be? I know the role of the male is to be the head of the home and, you know, to be the head of his family, and I got that because I'm a deacon myself.
You're probably talking about the house that you live in. See, how could God be a general? He can't be a one-shot person. He's talking on a bigger. That's why I say people, you know, study various things of what, you know, because you got women that are the head of the households right now. You have women that are the head of the church. So you have to really see, first and foremost, God is a good God. He the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And I don't want nobody thinking I'm preaching, but I'm going back where I come from. For those that believe in where we come from. For an atheist and an agnostic, if they believe in another being, like I said on Saturday when we spoke on another conversation, show me. And if that works, I'm going to follow that person. But until then, all I know is, and the free world know is, this being. All the different cultures and so forth and so on is this being. But in terms of the woman running the house, look, whoever will, let him come. If no man is going to do it, a woman has to do it. Deborah, she led her husband's troops to victory. That's a known fact. Deborah did. But then, I mean, you got to understand how things are. I mean, when you go from grammar school into high school, you have just added another title to your name, another meaning to your name. Like, deacon means one who serves. Okay, but then I might do something else that adds on. I might die and come back to life again, just like Saul, who became Paul. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? So you really have to really study and understand what different things mean, and you'll get a better understanding of what's going on. Like, everything that's going on this side of creation, we're doing it. interracial dating. I don't like that. Thieves, I don't like that. That's all. Those are all earthly traits because we're natural with souls and spirits and so forth inside of us. So we that ain't got nothing to do with God. And then when we mess up, we go to him and ask him for help. There's not a atheist or an agnostic that don't say, for Pete's sake, for God's sake, for Christ's sake, because I've heard him say that. So, I mean, you know, we have to really, we messed up. We're the ones that are messed up. But when you get, when you're talking about a home, you really have to understand exactly what you mean when you say home. I have no problem with a female preacher. If no guy's going to step up and do it, first of all, guys are men, and guys that are listening are probably going to be upset, but it's the truth, have messed up women and everything else just about since the beginning of the time. We have screwed up everything first with our hormones, with our depravities, with our mannerisms, their lack of, with our, I'm the man, you got to listen to me. You messed all of us up. So now when I get a woman, I have to clean up whatever crap 10 guys before me screwed up. And now her man is on negativity from now on. What do you expect? If all you show them is negativity, that's what you're going to get back. And eventually, like children, they will pick that up and do the same thing. And that's when you get the them versus us. Men ain't nothing. Women ain't nothing. You can go to a lounge and
hear
that.
I mean, this is what, you know, why I say it's not, we didn't do the show. We're not trying to promote negativity. You know, we're trying to dispel, like you said, you know, you get the men claiming to be men who aren't. So that's why the question of the show is, well, what makes up a good man? What makes up a good woman? You know, and, you know, where Tony said, okay, well, then what does the Bible have to say on that? You know, you said you can turn to the Bible and, you know, the Bible has it all laid out. So then what does the Bible say? If you're to be the leader of the home and you're supposed to be the head, well, then what is your role? What makes
you the head?
Well, some
men mess up. Some men don't need to be in the
house. Hold on a second. Hold on. What, you know, there are characteristics. You know, forget the cell phone and all of that other stuff, but what are the characteristics of a good man? That was what
sacrifice
was, you know, to go to. What are the characteristics of a good woman? You know, because you get the men who say, well, I'm the head, you got to do what I say, and there ain't no questions asked. You can't tell me no. You know, okay, so I am supposed to follow you. I understand that, but I'm not going to follow you off no cliff. I'm not stupid. If you're not going to be the head and be a good man, there you have characteristics. So the show is supposed to, you know, for the men to call in and say, well, this is what a man is. This is what a man is supposed to do, whether he has a woman or not. You know, when you turn 18, you don't necessarily, today you may, but not necessarily have a family. You know, what is your role? How do you teach your son? What characteristics are you telling your son that this is how you be a man? This is what makes you a man, not just because you turn 18 or because you check mail on, you know, your driver's license, but what truly makes you a man so that when you can stand up tall and really wear those three letters. And women, it's not women bashing the man. It's not what the show is about. I'm the woman, so I'm going to ask the questions towards the men, and Tony's the man, and he's going to ask the questions towards the woman. You know, the same thing. What makes a woman a woman? Why do you wear the title? Why do you consider yourself a good woman? What is a good woman? What is a good man? That is what the show is.
Well, actually, you all are doing a good job. I probably wouldn't keep on repeating that women are not bashing men. I mean, you, individually, people are going to think that anyway if that's what they're going to think. So you can't, you know, that's good that you're thinking about that. And this is a good format that you all put together. So we're not, no, you're not starting anything. You're actually starting up what needs to be started up. But the role of the man is there is no title for a role of a man. It's just a matter of you having the instinct. Do you love your child? Yes, I do. What are you going to do to keep this child safe, happy, and living? And then when you the answer lies there. I'm going to feed her. How are you going to do that? Are you going to go this way or that way? Meaning, work is work. Now, work could be drug dealing. Work could be at a law firm. Work could be whatever. It's still work. That's what I'm trying. So are you going to do something that's going to get you taken away from your child? Or are you going to do something that's going to keep you with your child? That's number one. Number two, as a man, do you yourself believe in treating a woman with respect? If so, then automatically you're going to teach your son to do the same thing. You understand? Are you a nasty man? Do you clean your house up? If you clean your house up, you're going to encourage your children. If you're not, you're going to walk in the house where there's a million kids, Pampers, and old beer bottles laying on the ground. I walked in a woman's house one time, and she offered me some pork and beans, and her house looked like the alley. So you understand? And then there are some situations where men have messed women up so much until when a good, decent man comes around, he then has to filtrate all of that crap. And the question there is, do I want to stay around and do this? And most of the time he doesn't. He won't sex and he leaves in most cases. Most men. Most men. I didn't say some. I said most. Now, let me be honest, because we're on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm not going to be crazy, but I've heard some Blog Talk shows where people have been cursing and all that, the hosts and everything, so I know it's anything goes when it goes to Blog Talk, but your show, I respect, I'm going to give it in respect. I smoke weed, okay? I used to sell drugs. I've been to jail 4 different times. I've been to jail with the Ku Klux Klan. I've been to jail downstate Illinois, all that kind of good stuff. All misdemeanors. Failure to appear in court for traffic tickets, but who cares? You're in there. So I've been in mental institutions for taking drug overdoses. I've been everything. I've never been in a gang, all of that. But that was then. And even if I was going back and forth, I'm still a child of God. Nobody's going to judge me one way, and there's no shame in my game. I did it, learned from it, moved on. But I'm also that same person who goes to the nursing home every second Saturday, who speaks at Men's Day, who is a worship master in the Masons. You understand? So you can be all of these things and still be you, as long as you understand what you're doing and the consequences to it. Nobody else can tell you.
We got a bunch of callers on. Let me get some to these.
Oh, I'm sorry for
some of my other callers.
I'm so sorry.
But that's okay. Thank you
so
much, Deacon. Let me get some of these other callers on. Caller from the 757 area code, you are on.
Hi, this is Greg Burton.
Hi, Greg.
How y'all doing?
I'm good.
I got y'all on speakerphone because I'm driving to New York. You know, they don't play that too much. But I think, this is my personal opinion, a man is understanding what respect is. A man is taking care of his family. If he doesn't have a family, respecting his mother and his father, you know, as a man. You know, you don't go around cussing out your mother because you're upset, or you don't go around cussing out your father or saying cuss words around them because you're upset or just because you feel you could talk that way. To me personally, I'm from the South, so I say that's not a man. I think also a man is understanding what morals and values are, and being able to teach that not only to your kids but to other men or women around you. It's a whole bunch just to being a man. Just because I'm of a certain age don't make me a man, because when I was 22, 24, I was buck wild. I could say I was a kid at that age. You understand? But as you get older, you learn values and you learn morals. The things that your parents try to instill you when you were young, you start to get a grasp of what they were saying, and you really try to live that way. You try to be true to yourself. You try to teach honesty. You know, I have a 6-year-old son, and one thing I always do is I always tell him the truth, because at the end of the day, I want him to tell me the truth. I don't want him to ever lie to me. No matter how bad I may feel to tell him the truth or something I may say that was stupid, I'm man enough to tell my son, hey, look, Tali, this is how it is, and I'm sorry, but that's the truth. You know, that's part of being a man, is to own enough to everything that you do.
Yep. And see, that goes along with what you were pretty much expecting. We're talking about, Kai, when it comes to a man being a man. I still want you to answer that question. Where the women can call in and answer that question.
I'm going to. We got a bunch
know.
Of other callers, though.
I want to know what makes. I mean, men get put on the hot seat a lot. And I'm not going to take away from the fact that, yeah, there are a lot of men that mess up. You also have those brothers that are good brothers. And when this good man steps up, well, like Doc said, you know, you get some men that done messed up. And now he's paying for, I mean, you get a good man, he gets in a relationship. Now he's taking the flak for everything that the 10 men in front of him done did. And women get hurt. Now see, and again, we've been talking the past few weeks about women, and I've been making statements concerning, you know, women think, not in a negative, women think with their hearts. They love with their hearts. They love hard, and I'm understanding that. So what happens is when those 10 guys do something off the wall to this woman, now she's in a mindset, which, okay, I'll even go as far as to say that may even be natural. That's fine. That's a given. But now there's this brother here that's taking the flack for everything that those 10 brothers did ahead of him. And it becomes an unfair situation. Now you've got standards being set and everything by this woman, and that one woman can be multiplied because there are a lot of women going through it. So now you have a collage of women who are feeling a particular way about men. So now they get together and they start talking. And this is where that generalization thing comes in, because they done been hurt. And I'm even going to go as far as to say I can understand that to an extent, because if you have a woman that, say, for, and we're just using numbers, we're just examples here, but if a woman was, say she got hurt by 10 guys, okay, say she's had 11, you know, men in her life, and we're, again, just a number, just a blank number here, but we're, you know, 11 men, and 10 of them were bad. So, yeah, her general consensus is going to be that men ain't worth their weight in gold. They're not worth much at all, and she's going to have standards, which she probably should have had before she got with the first 10. But now she wants to have those standards. And a lot of the men out there, and there's a lot of us that are doing our thing, or we're attempting to do what we need to do, are getting flack for those men that didn't. And I agree with you when you say that not all men are, if you want to say all men are not good men, then I can agree with you wholeheartedly. I can say we have issues with men out there that just don't want to stand up and do what they need to do. They don't want to be fathers. They don't want to work. They'll sit home and do their thing. They'll have Ray Ray and Pookie over for beers and whatever, and they'll watch anything that comes on cable all day long while their woman is pushing 2 and 3 jobs. And that's not a real man to me. You know, somebody doesn't want to take care of anything, and been home all day, don't want to have to clean anything. If she comes home from work, she got to pick his drawers up off the floor. I can understand all of that. I'm saying all men cannot be put in that category, and you have a lot of hurt women out there, and that's what happens. And men, we do the same thing.
I need to know what makes a good woman. What makes a woman? What makes a woman? Because now the woman, and you have a lot of women out there setting standards. Okay, so what puts you in a position, what puts you or gives you the right to say, okay, this
is what a real man is? I mean, I'm sort of like listening and I'm hearing Doc when he's saying, you know, you can't really, I mean, it's an individual affair, and that's what I've been trying to say. It's an individual. I don't want to be categorized or put under the same microscope as every other man. And I'm not catching feelings on it or anything or bucking against them because I'm not doing my part or I'm not a good man. So I'm not going to hear anybody tell me, you know, well, you shouldn't feel that way if as long as you're a good man. It shouldn't even affect you. I'm still a man. Regardless, I'm still a man. So I'm going to have feelings. I'm going to have thoughts and opinions on those type of statements in those type of situations. And men are
okay, well, let's get to, we got a bunch of callers. You're lighting up the screen between you and Doc. Y'all got the screen lit up. So let me get to some of our, we've had some that hung up, and I apologize. 413, you were on the line. If you get a chance to call back, definitely call back. The 340 that was on the line, I see the other one. If you get a chance, you want to call back in, call back in. 757, he was on. 713, you are on the air.
Hey, this is DV, guys. What's happening?
Hey, how are you, DV?
Hey, I'm sitting at work, so, you know, I probably won't be able to speak long, but this is the thing.
I know. I was trying to get to you before 6 because I know you're on break.
Yeah, yeah. Like, everybody, you know, I may step on some toes because I speak in logic, in forms of logic rather than forms of emotion. And because I think like that, my belief has always been like this. Everybody's going to have their individual archetypes on what a man is supposed to be. For some women, he may be emotional. For others, he may be anti-emotional. But ultimately, the worth of a man depends on how he values, not only how he values himself, but is he willing to put the needs of others before he put the needs of himself? So if that man is willing to do that on a consistent enough basis, you know, how can you call him anything less than a man? And that's just speaking in my opinion. Because if this man, you know, if he's with an emotional woman and she needs an emotional man, and he lends out, even though that's not part of who he is, but he goes that extra mile to be that extra support for her, then in my mind, he's a man. You know, I'll take my situation for example. You know, the person that I'm with had a child before while we were dating. And, well, she didn't have a child. She was pregnant while we were dating. And she told me while we were dating. So when her mom called me and told me, well, look, she's pregnant. You know, you may not want to be with her. I said, but there was nothing that she did to break us up. That happened before we even met. So ultimately, you know what what she did had no bearing on our relationship. And people say, oh, you're a good man for that. You're a good man for that. But in my mind, it was the right thing to do. You know, it wasn't a question of, I want my own family, so I got to dip. It was just more a question of, is this the right thing to do? And that's how I look at things. Is it the right course of action, or is it incorrect course of action? And because my logical mind thinks like that, I tend to stay on the righteous path. But that's not to say that, you know, another man who's like, whoa, you know, this is not my responsibility and I'm not ready for it, is any less than a man to be like, okay, well, I can't handle this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, in my mind, it ultimately depends on this. If he knows within himself that this is not the situation for him and he's willing to admit that, and if he can put the needs of others before he put the needs of himself, that's what makes him a man.
Well, yeah, I would think that if a man could step up to a lady and say that, you know, look, I enjoy spending time with you, but I don't think it makes him a bad man for being able to say when he finds, you know, I'm not ready for children. I love spending time with you. We can still be friends, whatever. To me, that would still make him a good man because he was upfront. Now, the man that stays with her, knowing once that baby's born, he's out. Now, to me, that would be a bad man. Now, just because he doesn't want to be with her because she's pregnant, or he doesn't want to be with the woman because they have kids, that doesn't make you a bad man to me. You know, if you can, what makes you a good man in that situation is that you know what you want and you can speak that. You don't, every man doesn't have to want to be with every type of woman. Everybody has the type of person that they are attracted to. And if you don't want to deal with the possible drama of dealing with the baby daddy or the baby mama, if it's a woman, and when I know we spent a lot of time talking about the men, but we, you know, 15 minutes, we're going to switch it and we're going to talk about the women. We got some ladies online, you know, so it doesn't make you a bad man because you say, well, I don't want to date a woman with kids. To me, that as long as you're upfront with the woman about what you want, then you're definitely, in my point of view, a good man because you're not playing her. You're not leading her on. You understand what I'm saying?
But the reason why this topic is taking off is because people like to sensationalize the bad things about people in general.
Yeah.
You know, we like to sensationalize all the bad men and all the bad women. It gives everybody a point of view or experience because we've all had experience with the bad part of the opposite sex. So, I mean, it's a universal topic. It's something that you can't get away from. You can't escape it. You know, it's all part of who we are, and it creates us. It shapes us, and, you know, it actually determines who we are and who we are to become. So ultimately, like I said, you know, and it's no different from a woman. You know, a good woman realizes that there, you know, that she has to put, you know, some of her needs on back, on hold, simply to better somebody who she considers her equal or she considers, you know, her partner. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's reciprocal because if both of them aren't doing it, then that makes for a bad relationship. If you're not willing to give in order to get, then why are you really in a relationship? You know, everybody wants, and like you guys said, you know, we're kind of, well, you said a few weeks ago, you know, we're kind of in that instant gratification type of society where if you can't love me immediately, it means you don't love me at all. When the truth of the matter is, you know, you can't, who can love immediately? You know, not everybody does that. You know, you can't, if you don't want to be with me after we've been dating for a month, then we don't need to be together. Anytime you set timetables, you're going to be setting yourself up for failure. You know, if I'm not married within 5 years, if I've had kids within 3 years, you're ultimately setting yourself up for failure. Because if that time passes, now all of a sudden you're upset and depressed, and every outlook that you have is you know, your disposition on everything is sour. You know, so ultimately it comes down to this. It comes down to your self-worth, and are you willing to make sacrifices for your belief, you know, not really your beliefs, but are you willing to make sacrifices to better your future? You know, are you willing to make sacrifices to make sure that that other person is happy and, you know, not 100% of yourself? You never want to give everything to make sure someone else is happy, but enough to make sure that you both are happy for as long as you need to be happy.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. He touched on that. And then thanks, Stevie. He basically was, I mean, it does, there is a point where, you know, I don't want to use the word standards, but that's what ends up happening. And it becomes a situation where it's like, okay, that's where you get the timetables from. That's where you get, and I think these things should be set up ahead of time. We had a show a while back that talked about, you know, setting up, knowing what you want before you go into it, knowing, you know, being able to talk and speak on it. And you just said it, Kai, as far as, you know, that a good man, you know, will say, you know, you believe a good man will say these things ahead of time. He'll let you know where he's at. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, and it does. It goes the same for women. I believe women should be able to communicate that same thing. And I don't think, and I said this before, I don't think there's enough communication in the realm of relationships. And a lot of things get, like you said, you set it up for failure. When that happens, you set it up for failure. There's not enough communication, and there needs to be communication. Because there's no communication, you get the standards, you get everything else. And then you get the situation where, you know, you get women get together or guys get together with their boys. The next thing you know, I used this earlier this week, I used the word bashing. But that's what it ends up feeling like, because we use words that make it seem like it's a all-out thing. It's not so much a specific, well, Johnny did me bad, it's men do bad. That's all I was, and that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, let's bring on another caller. 678 area code, you are on.
What's up, y'all? It's Lisa Perry. What's going on?
Hi, Lisa.
For you to get on the line. I was multitasking.
That's not our Lisa, Tony. This is a different Lisa. This is a Lisa that Trina
Donna. I've been reading her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. First of all, y'all men, sit your asses down, for real. Because you asked what a good woman is. Let me tell you something. I get my own nails done, my own hair done, my crib is spotless, I cook every day for the homeboys, my freezer stay packed, my cabinets stay packed, I got my own crib, pay my own utility bills. What do I need a man for? I call them jump offs, for real. Like,
wow, see, their goals, that right there is exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah, my closet is stacked with my own clothes.
But you're going into, and I understand that, but you're going into a situation now where there might be somebody that's attracted to you. There may be somebody that's good guy.
Okay, and I got one, and he coming. Like, leave that part alone. But I'm just saying, you ask what makes a good woman. I don't got to do laundry for 6 weeks at a time because my closet is stacked. I got a daughter in college that I paid cash for. Okay, cash for. Never asked her father for no child support. I did it myself. Then you got my little daughter, okay? You got my 11-year-old that reading on a high school level. She about to go into college at 12 years old. So you can't say there aren't good women out there. Yes, we've been damaged. I'm definitely damaged. I was damaged. I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and I have a show on domestic violence. I'm also a blood from Newark, okay? So, you know, y'all men gotta get it together. And I'm not talking about, there are great men out there. Look, prayers up to I swear to God, salute to my brother Sal and Haas from the hood. They make sure the kids are taken care of. And there are a lot of good men out there that do. But y'all gotta realize, like, us women out here handling it 24/7. Like I said, I don't need a man. And what my hood brothers taught me from Newark, I don't need no man to validate me. And if women could get that through their head and learn that, you know, we don't need men. We don't need them. Okay? We don't need them. we have to do for ourselves. It takes two to lay down and make a baby. And, yeah, okay, like y'all say, I got a deadbeat dad, deadbeat dad. Yeah, I got two of them too, but guess what? I never asked. I never asked for nothing. And my girls, I never spoke a bad word about their fathers. They'll tell you that. I still like the one that abused me for 2.5 years. I still ask my daughter, how your dad doing? What's he up to? Is he good? This. You know what I'm saying? Like, so don't put your children in the middle of your bullshit with your man. Do not, like, represent yourself. Make sure your kids, you doing what's right for your kids. You can, and like even my landlord, I have a great landlord. He will tell you I'm his best tenant. My rent never late. And I'm on unemployment. Okay? He can walk into my house 24/7. Anybody can. You can eat off my floors. What? You need food? Go in my freezer and go shopping. And this is what people need to know. Because, you know, y'all talk about women or this. Like, I've got plenty of women in the hood that are crackheads, this and so, sell their food stamps, you know, doing whatever they can do to get a rock. And their kids are starving, but they know, just go around the corner, Auntie Lisa's house, she got food. So,
okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, hearing you with that, now, see.
I can't hear you, baby. I can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. You got Verizon or something?
Okay, listen, this is what I'm going to say, okay? It's different for different people. And even with that, you are holding it down, and that's fine. But when brothers hear, you know, certain statements that are made, like, for example, we don't need a man. Okay, well, that may be factual to a degree. Not every woman feels that way, and not every man feels that way either. You know what I'm saying? And when we hear it, it's like, oh, now they don't need, now you're saying, you don't need a man. You don't need a man, really. And this is my whole thing. This has been my whole thing all week. The way that it comes off, because even in some of the statements that you said, now me personally, I would categorize you as a good woman. Yeah, you're holding it down. I have a daughter. I have a 19-year-old daughter, and I taught her. I taught her, not her mother. I taught her. Look, you don't put yourself in a situation where you got to depend on no man, because you're going to end up in a hole trying to do that. And men, people will bring you down that way. I taught her, don't rely on no man. Have your own bank account, have your own car, have your own place, learn how to do your own stuff and do for you. When you get in a relationship, don't get in a relationship and don't have the things that you need, but the man does, so you're relying on him and you don't get it done because you're going to find yourself out there. And I taught that to my kid. From a young age, I taught it to her. So I understand. And I would categorize you, Lisa, as a good woman. I would. You're holding it down. But even some of the statements that you made, those blanket statements I'm talking about, where you men, you started off with you men need to sit down. Okay? I'm saying that we don't need to be going at each other with blanket statements, because it's not all of us. We're not all bad. And you can make a good brother feel like crap just by bringing them statements. Not that they're not strong enough or that, you know, a woman's word will be effective, but, I mean, we're already fighting an uphill battle sometimes. It's like men, we're getting a bad stigma put on us for the things that have been done. Yes, they've been done, but not by all men. And it's hard. If you were single, Lisa, and I saw you holding it down and you doing everything you can do to hold it down for you and yours, I'd be like, wow, that's tight. She knows what she's doing. She got it going on. I'd be attracted to that. But when you come out of it from the other side, when you come out of it from the side of your neck, then it's like, okay, well, damn, what was this about? You know, because she's holding it down, but she's also coming from the other side with it, and it doesn't work. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, but it does work. It does, because
only for you. Now, that brother, you might end up with that brother that that brother could probably, and again, you got a brother, so we're not going there with that, but I'm just saying, as an example, if you didn't have anybody and you had a prospective man who you didn't know was a prospective man and he's there and he's listening to this and he's seeing this, he's not seeing anything but this right now because this is what we're, man, there are 10 women for every man, but we are looking for the good men, are looking for a specific woman. We are, and you could be that specific woman. With everything that you said about yourself, you could be that woman. You're doing your own, and that's cool. That's cool, but when you come out the side of your neck with other stuff, like you need to, I don't need, then that just turns on the negative. That turns on the negative.
But I'm sweet as hell. This is the whole thing. I'm sweet as hell. I hold my whole hood down. You don't even understand. I am sweet as hell. Everybody knows that about me. I will break my neck for somebody. If it's the last dime I got, they're going to get it. Whatever I got to do to make sure everybody else is good, and then I got to try to take time. Everybody knows I'm married to Facebook. Everybody knows that. 1,900 authors, 30 rappers, like what I promote and what I do, like... That's why the one that I am with, he understands that. He understands that. And like he says, damn, Lise, don't you need anything? Do you want me to do something for you? No, I got this. Because I don't ever want to feel like I'm obligated. I don't ever want to feel like, okay, you did something for me. Like I don't know. Maybe I guess I'm a different breed. But I guess because I was so raised in the hood, took bids, I've been locked up, everybody knows that, like everything I went through to make me the person today. And I mean, I do so much with so many people. Like y'all just joined my network today, and they will tell you I grind 18 to 20 hours a day with my authors. I barely get no sleep. Plus all my shows and stuff. But when it comes to everything I do it with a passion. I do it from my heart. I don't do nothing for money. Like, it's all about what everybody else needs, and that's what I'm about. And, yes, I guess I am, I am a different breed. I hate the stereotypes that men get. Like you said, there are a lot of good men out there. There really are. I mean, shit, if I really want to keep it gully with it and dirty with it, I could tell you it like this. Why would... See, first of all, you probably all don't know I'm white. I know everybody else does. But when it comes to me, why, if I really want to stereotype and be evil and all that, my first black experience, which is my second daughter's father, my ex-husband, he's the one that beat me. So if I was going to be a real bitch about shit, I could stereotype all black men beat you. That's not true.
Mm-hmm. Right. But again, like you said, you might be set apart. There are a lot of people that don't think like that. The concept may be sort of kind of the same, but their thinking process on the inside, the stuff that they've gone through. Now, you're a strong woman. You went through a lot of stuff, just like Kai. My baby went through a whole lot of crap in her life, a whole lot. And I just finished telling her, you're one of the strongest women I've ever met. You know, regardless of what you think, I see the strength you have because of everything you've gone through. But what women go through, and I'm not going to say men don't put women through stuff because they do, and vice versa, but with what a woman goes through to come out and be strong like you and Kai, that's a powerful thing. But that's also what your makeup, that's what makes you up. You're in the Bible, if we go back to what Doc is saying, the Bible actually points to stuff. You know, we don't prosper if we don't go through the trials and the tribulations. And I don't feel you were supposed to or had to. I can't speak on what God's purpose was for you, but I know that made you stronger. That made you who you are. A lot of women out there are probably going through stuff, and what's happening, again, we're going back to the 10 brothers, they're the ones that have set up this dynamic. And you do have women, and you can be that sweet woman. Some of them are not. And everything is a general consensus. Men this, men that. Men ain't worth this. Men ain't worth that. Why can't we try building up our men if that's what you want? Instead of getting in these huddles or having tea with each other and saying what men don't do. Because
right, well, let me get some of our other callers on, because our phone line is lit up. We got an hour left, so let's pull some of our other callers on. 340 area code, you're on next.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
I can.
This is the infamous Lisa from 340 St. Thomas, Rhode Island. Let's
say
that.
We got Lisa and Lisa on.
Got Lisa and Lisa happening here. How's everyone doing? Wow, it seems to be a very emotional conversation. So I'm just going to really stick to the point so that I can get on and get off. I want to address some of the things that I've been hearing, and I'll try to, you know, speed them up as quickly as I can. I just want to state that men are also emotional creatures as well, but they may display their emotions more inwardly, more so than outwardly, how we are as women do that. For me, I believe that we're getting caught up with the literal and physical definition of what a man is. I think that based on the show, you just want to know what makes a man or what makes a woman, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. From my perspective, I've heard a lot of different things. I've heard DV, I've heard Doc, I've heard Lisa, and there's some things that I certainly agree with, and there's certain things that I don't agree with. Really what makes a man and woman, in my opinion, and that's all that we can go by as it relates to logic and our own definition based on our culture, based on how we were brought up. You know, being a man and being a woman, a good man or a good woman, is based on your principles, your values for yourself and others, your morals, your love, your ability to provide for yourself and others, the collaboration that has to occur with your partner if you're married, to be able to understand, to love unconditionally. These are things that you have to learn and grow and acquire to do. It doesn't, because you are a man that's over 18 does not necessarily make you a man. It makes you a man in the literal sense of the word from the society point of view that, yes, you're 18, you now can drink, you can be drafted into the army. Yes, you are a man by the standard of, depending on what we're discussing, that makes you that man. But as it relates to an overall man and woman, it's your ability to have certain morals, principles, conditions, being able to provide, to collaborate with others. That is my version of it. I agree with DV as it relates to setting yourself up for failure when you set goals. However, there's nothing wrong with creating timelines for yourself. I think that if you don't meet those timelines, that you should be prepared to have a plan B in case it doesn't work so that you're not feeling like you're setting yourself up for failure. Regarding to the sister Lisa who came on that was like sister soldier, boom, I felt like, oh, okay, it was intense, and I respect her from where she's come from, how she feels, but in terms of us not needing men, I think that's a little bit overzealous as a statement to make as it relates to, you know, men needing women and women needing men. We meet each other. You know, we've come from, in a spiritual sense, from the God sense of the word, you know, we've come from Adam's rib. We are man. We are the creators of life, women. So, but we have to be implanted through the man. So, therefore, we are in need of one another. So I don't think that that was the proper statement perhaps to make in this particular arena. Tony, what you taught your daughter is what the responsibilities are as to require to be a good woman. You giving your daughter the information and to be able to have her become the best woman that she can be is by telling her to be able to stand for herself, be able to take care of herself, not to be able to depend on another woman, another man to do whatever is needed to be done, still falls under the same line somewhat of what Lisa was stating, that she's able to take care of herself, she's able to refrigerate her socks, she doesn't need anyone to do anything for her. I think that we as men and women, we teach our children to be self-providers. You know, I have children. I have two children as well. You know, my youngest daughter, I have a son and a daughter, and my youngest daughter is 21 years old. She provides for herself. She has her own three-bedroom apartment. She goes to school full-time. In college, she works at DMV full-time. You know what I mean? So it really has a lot to do with what you instill in your children culturally based on your own principles, values, and morals. So when we get into discussing what we believe what a good man or a good woman is. It's simply about the principles, the values, the morals, the ability to provide for your family and others, to give to yourself and others, and to collaborate with your partners is, to me, an overall, you know, view of what a good man or a good woman should be. Thank you for listening,
yes.
And I am going to be gone unless there's any questions.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. You're welcome.
And we're going to bring another caller, and we got like 4 or 5 more callers, and I want to get them on. I know we still got an hour left, but we know how we can be, and we know how time can get away from us.
Go ahead.
So let's get 716, Val.
Hi. This is Liz.
Hey, girl. How are you?
Good. How is everybody?
We are wonderful. Thank you for patiently waiting.
That's not a problem. I had to step away from the computer so I can cook. But I did want to get on to say, in regards to what Lisa was saying, Lisa, Amos, and the other gentleman, in regards to a woman needing a man, I was listening to that. I was thinking, well, a woman definitely doesn't need a man in the context of she needs a man to complete her. Obviously, a woman needs a man to complement her. So if she's already on her grind and she's leading by example and she's a responsible person and she's taking care of her own business, bills, going to work and taking care of her family, she needs a man that's going to step in and complement exactly what she's doing so they could work together mm-hmm. to build more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense. I like that. Now, do you feel that and I need to know how to, you know, I don't want to say I need to know, but I would like to know how the women feel concerning what I'm actually saying as far as the hurt coming out in the standards and brothers being given an opportunity to actually do, because you really don't know until you give that opportunity. So do you feel that?
I feel like some women are definitely jaded. They come, you know, you approach women and they're jaded because they've had issues with past men, but that's because they haven't given themselves a chance to know themselves. I believe that once you get into a solid relationship, it's because you completely know who you are as an individual. You know what your goals are, and you know what you have to do to make those goals a reality. And if you already know that about yourself, then the person that's coming into your life, they're already going to be on board because y'all should already have cemented that. Y'all should already been building that in the whole courtship. So by the time you're in a solid relationship, this person knows who you are because you already know who you are yourself. You can't go into a relationship wanting somebody to complete you and to give you focus and to give you, to tell you what your goals should be. You're adopting their personality. So I do believe to get into a serious relationship, you have to be older because you have to be, you know, when you're young, you don't know yourself completely. I say that speaking from experience. I'm in a good relationship now because I know who I am. And my past relationships didn't work because I didn't know who I was completely.
Oh, okay. All right. See, I can see that.
Yeah. I'm going to pull another caller in, okay, Val? I think 718 is Liz. Liz, is that you?
No, 718 is Val.
Oh, I thought I had you on already.
No, I'm 716.
Yeah, you're 716, right? 718, you're on the line.
Hi, Kai. Hi, Tony. It's Valerie.
Hi, Val.
How are you?
Not bad.
You know, I just want to kind of address what you were speaking of when you're saying the 10 brothers. It sounds like you're generalizing because it can actually be said for a man who's actually been, he doesn't even have to be in 10 different bad relationships. It could just be one relationship and then he can become jaded as well. I think what makes a good man and a good woman is once those individuals know themselves and they know what it is that they want out of a relationship, then they can be a better partner in a relationship. No, you can't have expectations on someone else. Like, I expect this person to do X, Y, and Z if you don't get to know exactly who that person is and if you're not truthful with yourself, what it is that you want from a relationship. You can't blame another person for treating you a certain way because you're actually allowing it to happen. If you have standards, you have boundaries, someone just can't mistreat you. And if you carry yourself in a certain way, then that person is going to treat you in that manner. And I just think that all relationships, it's 100%, 100%. You bring 100% to the table, that person brings 100%. And if, in fact, that you're both dedicated to making that relationship work, is a good man and a good woman, they're both good. What makes them good is that they have respect for themselves, first and foremost, and then they have respect for each other. And they have to have happiness within themselves. You can't expect to get happiness on the outside. So that's what makes a good person. So we're really talking about good people. It's not just about a good man or a good woman. And I previous caller, you do have to know yourself first, which is why most relationships that are really fruitful, I believe that they're seasoned relationships, and I mean by seasoned, older people, so they actually have self-awareness, more awareness of themselves than a younger person. And once you know exactly who you are, what it is that you want out of life, then and not putting expectations on the next person and being truthful, honesty and loyalty, that goes a long way. And if, in fact, you're upfront in the beginning, it doesn't make to carry on a 10-year relationship with someone that you met in the beginning clearly say, I don't want to have kids or I don't want to get married. If your wants and your desires are to one day be married, then that person is not the one for you. If people are going to be honest at times, and if they're telling you one thing, you need to take heed to that. You can't make someone be something that they don't want to be. So I think that for everyone, if they're looking to be in a happy relationship, know what it is that they want and find that in someone else. But be also willing to be upfront about it. People aren't mind readers, but if you ask or if you tell someone, these are my expectations or this is what I would like out of life, and that person is not on the same page, well, if you continue to stay with that person, then don't expect, because now you're putting expectations and that person was truthful and saying, this is not the path I want to go down, and this is not the direction I'm going in. And as far as a woman being good, I think a lot of people put too much emphasis on money and what I have. That doesn't make you a good woman if you have your own, if you have money. I mean, I think that everyone should be self-reliant on some level, but I think too many sisters, and when I say sisters, I mean females, it doesn't matter what color you are, but I think that too many sisters are really getting it twisted. I mean, I'm a lady first and foremost before anything else, and I do have my own monetarily, but I want to be treated as a lady. I don't have to be hard and strong. I can take care of myself. I don't need no man. I don't need to do that, you know, and that's what turns off a lot of men, you know, because men actually do want to be needed in a sense. Yes. So,
yeah, and they do. I mean, we don't think that about men, but men – If they get the feeling that we don't need them, then for them it's okay. Well, what am I here for? If you don't need me, what am I here for?
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean, I mean, to need them doesn't mean that we need them monetarily, but they do need to know that they're needed, that they're wanted in this. If you don't need them, then you know.
And Kai, Tony, I have my significant other here. He's listening to the show with me, and he wants to actually add in on the conversation. He wants to say something.
Oh, go ahead.
Yep, go ahead.
No, I'm pretty much good, guys. She said enough. She said enough. I'm just listening in and enjoying the show. Vows to the
night. All right, well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ty. Thanks, Tony.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to bring another.
Yep, bring another in.
Yeah, I'm going to get to the 340 because they've gone in and out, and I think I keep missing them. So 340 area code, you're on the air.
Hi, hello?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, we got a gentleman back. What's your name?
Hi,
and what's your
comment? Evening. My name is Cleve Shadaron. I'm from St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Hey, Cleve, okay. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Kai and Tony. I think it's a beautiful show that you all are having. And I do believe that some people are, you know, taking it the wrong way. I don't think that we should be, you know, bashing each other, because we do need each other. Men need women, women need men. We need each other because we actually complement each other. We do, you know, as far as, you know, what makes a good man, along with moral principles. I think that anyone that thinks with the mind of God will be a good representative of a good man or even a good woman. God loves, so therefore we should love. God extends his grace and mercy, we should do the same. God would not see a hungry person and don't provide for them, and we should have the same mindset. You know, I do believe that. In terms of male versus man, there is a big difference between a male and a man. When you are born, a male is a matter of birth. A man is a matter of choice. A male is what you can be for the rest of your life, from the time you are born until the day you die. A man is what you choose to become. That's the primary difference. A man is what you choose to become. You can put away all the childish things and start to think now with an adult head, with a head of responsibility, you know, providing, commitment, all those things. Not just because you turn 18 makes you a man. According to what Lisa said earlier, it's society that has in place that as you turn 18, you can vote, you can be drafted, you are within the age limit of drinking, now it means that you're a man, but really and truly, it's not. You know, it's a mindset, really and truly. It's a mindset. In terms of men hurting, men do hurt. As a man, I do hurt. Mm-hmm. We do cry at times, depends on who we're in front, but we hurt in different ways. And it is up to either who we're with or even the other people around us to try to, you know, recognize the way we hurt. Some men hurt in the most craziest of ways, not trying to say that they're correct at all times, but some men, when they argue, they're really hurt inside, but they just don't know how to, you know, be emotional about it. You know, and the same can go for women as well, because we are all in the same category. We are all in the same boat. God created us both. He did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's all I got to say for now.
Thank you, Clee. We really, really, really appreciate you calling in. Fellas, I really want to say thank you to all my fellas who called in. Tony went above and beyond, and he really pulled the gentleman in. Because, ladies, we know that generally speaking, we're here. You know, we back up. I reach out to you guys, and you guys, you know, call in. DV normally calls in. Raheem is usually here, and Tony is here. But I really want to thank all the gentlemen that called in tonight and gave their opinion, because it's important for us ladies to also know where you're coming from, as well as for you to know where we're coming from. You know, and I just want to answer the question that, you know, Tony asked earlier, and DV said he wanted to hear the answer to, and Greg said that he wanted to hear you know, my thing about being a good man is this. I think that a good man, as many have said already, he's going to take care of his family. It doesn't mean that if you don't have children, you're still about your business. You're not just hanging out on a street corner. You're not, you know, aimlessly walking around doing nothing. You have goals, you have dreams, and you're doing what you can to achieve them. You know, you're not going to tell me that you're 27 years old and you're living on somebody's couch, ain't got no job, or you're working part-time making $100 a week, and that's your highest ambition. But you're going to call yourself a man. Why? What makes you a man? You're 27, you've got no kids, and you haven't gone to college. You don't have two or three jobs. If you don't have no kids, why aren't you out there working? Okay, you don't have no ambition to go to college. One, why? But okay, if you don't, then why are you working a part-time job and doing nothing else but yourself? What makes me want to be with you if that's all that you have to offer? Now, I'm a single mother. I have four kids. I'm holding it down. I'm working part-time, and I'm holding down paying the rent, the light bill, the cable bill, cell phone, and putting food in the cabinet, and I'm raising four kids, and you want to be my man? Really? What can you bring to me that I'm not already doing for myself? And I think that's where what Lisa was saying when she was saying, you know, we don't need a man. And I understand where Tony was coming from, and also the other Lisa that called in and Valerie that called in, that, ladies, we have to be careful when we make that statement, because in a man's mind it's like, well, if you don't need me, then see you later. You don't need me, you know. But I understand where we're saying that from is.
You can't make the statement that you just made. You know what I'm saying? You can't make the statement that was just made and have it both ways, because it's like,
well, no, but what I'm saying is I can understand where it comes from.
We want you to be, we want you to do X, Y, and Z, but, oh, by the way, I don't need you.
No, that's not what I said. Now, see, I didn't say anything about wanting a man to do X, Y, Z.
Listen,
I didn't say
listen,
nothing about wanting a man to do X, Y, Z.
Listen, here's what you said, and I will paraphrase. But this is what you said. Basically, you're saying, okay.
No, not basically. What did I say?
Why would I want to be with you, and you were not doing, and I'm going to say X, Y, and Z. You're not doing this. Your thing was, why would I want to be with you? I'm holding it down on my own, which is true. That's fine.
Okay.
You don't want to be, you don't want to carry, and I understand, you don't want to carry extra baggage with somebody, and I mentioned it earlier, who's sitting on the couch wanting to drink beers with poo-poo and you know what I'm saying? I understand that. But if you have somebody that if you can't tell a man, okay, I don't need you, but these are my expectations for a man. Well, you don't even need to have expectations. You don't need an expectation, nor do you need to tell me whether or not I'm a man if you don't even need a man to begin with.
Not what I said, though. Okay, let me finish what you asked me.
But that's the way it can come off.
No, if you let me finish. Hello, let me finish. See, this is normal, everybody. This is what we do. We overtalk each other, and he can't talk. He'll ask me a question, and I'll start to answer, and then he'll jump in before I get to totally finish answering the question. Okay. No, I'm going to bring a caller on instead, and then I'll get back to finishing. Okay. Caller 281, you are on the air.
This is a Melody.
Hey, Mel.
And I had to grab a pencil because I had to make sure I wanted to get across what I needed to get across before I head off here. And it's a lot, but I'm gonna try to condense. First of all, my disclaimer is culturally, I think that the message in relationships, you know, the sanctity of marriage or even long-term relationships, I think it's changed. I think it has gone from being about people to being about things and acquiring things and things equaling status and things getting you out of trouble, particularly money. And then when you think of our culture and music, you know, all these songs about, you know, on some level for some women it's empowerment, you know, because money does make a lot of things happen in our culture. But at the same time, you know, I wasn't, you know, turned on by a man who was asking me if I could pay my own rent. What in the world does that have to do? You know, those are things that are living. Nobody is concerned with the person, with the spiritual self, with the personality. You know, we've gotten away from that. And, you know, do I need a man? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do I have one that needs me back? Absolutely. And I think that is a message that is lost here. I'm not talking about counting zeros. I'm not talking about, you know, real estate. I'm not talking, you know, those things. As those things go, you know, when you go, you take none of those things with you. But the experience, you know, and the memories and things like real sentimental stuff, you know, that you hear in poems and love songs, there's a reason for it. And I think that as a society, we have gotten away from people, and we have gotten away from these ridiculous checklists of, you know, what exactly can you do for me on this level and this level and this level? Because I'm going to tell you how many women deal with men who are, you know, full of you know what, because they got so many zeros in a bank account. He is no better than a bum off the street because he wasn't raised to be any better than that. He just happened to have a little money in the bank, but she's dealing with it because that's all she knows. And there's so many roads that intertwine here because, you know, everybody's coming from where they're coming from. But I think that at its core,
the message of what relationships are and what they're composed of and what is supposed to happen in them and that type of person you're supposed to be in one with has changed and it's become completely superficial. And that is where the message lies. Now, I do also believe it starts at home, and I do believe that a good man is raised at home. And I do believe that, you know, whether or not it's by a man, I do believe some of the best men were raised in single-parent homes, but I also believe there are quite a few, you know, where the fathers aren't given the credit for being, you know, in a stable marriage and raising their kids with their spouse or wife or partner, whatever, and it's long-term. So... Okay. So you know, as far as what a good man or a good woman is, I think it's what one of the other callers was saying. It was about complimenting somebody. And no, I don't necessarily agree about being older because I do believe that you can know who's right for you. I think, you know, you don't necessarily have to be much older. I think just in our ADD society, where people go from here to here to here to here to here to here to here so fast, you know, you so bent up and caught up in the ways to know people that you don't know yourself. And that I think, you know, we need to slow down. But I also, like I said, the type of woman I am was raised by my mom and my house, by my father. I, you know, credit a lot of the type of person that I am to him. So, you know, that was mostly, and just back, you know, back to going to what Louis said about what's good and what's bad, I think it's what works. And I think that what my good man is may not be somebody else's good man, may not be not somebody else's good man, and what I am to him or how much I mean to him may not be what, you know, y'all may not be the bomb, you know, if you describe me to another guy. You know, it may not may be less than, it may be more than, it may not be what we're looking for, but I think that that blanket mentality has got to go, and I think it needs to go back to the basics of who are you and what's working for you and what type of man or woman is going to compliment you and what kind of goals. It's like the basics. When you're filling out your course sheet in college, you know, have you thought about it? Have you thought about what you want to do when you grow up? Have you thought about your imprint? You know, which how you want to leave this earth, not how much money you want in the bank on your way out, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So that's all.
Wow.
Those are my
Thank
concerns.
You. Thank you, Melody. Thank
no
you. Thank
problem.
You.
No problem. It's
Thank
a great show, though.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you so much. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to finish if I'm allowed. Am I allowed to finish my statement? Okay, now what I was saying was, and, you know, I'm a piggyback on Lisa early, which is what I was doing, you know, with the statement where she was saying she doesn't need a man. And like you said, and I'm going to put you on Front Street, which you hate I do, you said you taught your daughter not to need to rely on a man, to have her own so that she didn't have to fall back on a man. She didn't have to, you know, expect the man to do that. She can do for herself. So in that statement right there, you are telling your daughter not to have to have a man around. Not that she doesn't want a man, not that she's going to desire the company of a man, not that she's not going to want a boyfriend, a husband, eventually somebody to be there, but you want her to be self-sufficient so that she doesn't need one to be able to help pay her bills, to be able to pay her car note, to be able to put food on her table. That is what I believe, and I could be wrong, but that is what I believe that Lisa meant. And when that is what we teach our children, we teach our men, we teach our sons, rather, we teach our daughters to be self-sufficient, not to need someone else to survive. You don't want to be in a position where, well, if he leaves me, I got nothing. I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my bills. So now I got to put up with his crap because if he leaves, I'm out on the street. Or, you know, she's doing everything. So I got to do whatever she wants me to do because if she kicks me out, where I'm going? This is what we teach our children. So I think that is where, at least for me, and I'm assuming that's what Lisa meant when she said it, but I can understand, which is what I was getting to, is I can understand by when men or even women hear that statement that it can be a turnoff. Now, that is what I was saying. I can understand how it can be a turnoff when if a woman says that to a man, is that, you know, I take care of everything for myself, so I don't need a man, but we do want a man. We do want you in our lives, but we want a good man. And as Melody said, a good man is going to vary from person to person, because a woman who's at a certain status, she may not necessarily, she may be comfortable with a stay-at-home dad. She may be comfortable with that. Look, I'm CEO of my own company. I'm not trying to stay home now and raise kids. So I'm comfortable being a financial provider of the family, and I need a man who's comfortable with me being a financial provider and him knowing that his role in our family, and I can still submit to him, even with him staying home taking care of the kids, because that is an important role in a family. Somebody got to watch the kids. Somebody got to make sure they get up, and it don't always have to be the woman. And it, I think it takes a strong man to do that. Now, if you got that man who's just sitting on the couch, as you said earlier, Tony, doing nothing while his woman is out there working 3-4 jobs, you want me to submit to you? Why? What are you doing? And I understand that biblically I'm still supposed to submit to him, but how are you the head of a household and you're not doing nothing? You can't even clean the house. Why, I'm out. I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I got to get the kids ready for school, then go to my first job, then pick the kids up, bring them home, get dinner ready, go back to another job, got a part-time job on the weekend, and you're not doing nothing. You got all your boys over the house sitting on the floor playing Xbox, eating up all the food that I brought, and you want me to submit to you. Really? You know, I don't want my daughter or my son, for that matter, to feel that he's locked into a relationship because he has to be there. He needs this person in order to survive. That is what I meant when I made that statement, understanding that the way we say things is not what you say, it's how you say them, can come across in a way that makes it look like, okay, well, you don't need me, so I don't need to be here. It is all about how you say certain things. You know, I'm not looking for a man, have never looked for a man that can get my hair done, get my nails done, buy me clothes. Now, my man does that for me. That's a plus. That was not on my requirement of list of things that he had to be able to do. My requirements was he had to be a family-orientated person, because family is very important to me. He had to accept the fact that I had 4 children, that I had been through hell and high water, all types of abuse, all types of neglect, that my life was, from younger, a piece of crap, half of my adult life had been, and that I came with mad issues. You know, he had to be willing to deal with that. Not that I hadn't worked my stuff out, but, you know, sometimes you still have issues. We all have issues. So I needed a man that could deal with me who I was. I wasn't worried about the monetary part of it, you know, per se, but no, I didn't want, I'm 37, 38 actually, I didn't want no 27, 30-year-old guy or even a 40-year-old guy who can't contribute. No, I don't. If you can't contribute something to the pot, and it may not be monetary, it may be, okay, well, if you're going to work, I got, like I said, I got everything in the house. You got to be able to contribute something. You got to have some type of life goal, some type of dreams. I need to be able, the pastor of the church that we go to, you know, he said he sold his wife on his vision. This is where I see us. This is our future. This is where I am going to take us if you follow me. Do you have a vision? Or is your vision, I'm going to be crew trainer at Burger King? That's your vision. I'm employee of the month this month. I can't wait till I be crew trainer. That's your vision, really? You're going to raise me and my 4 kids, and you want 2 more on a crew trainer salary? That's your vision? You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, what are we teaching our children about responsibility? What are we teaching them about, you know, goals, about reaching for the stars? You know, there's nothing wrong with working at Burger King. I got no problem with dating a guy that works at Burger King, as long as he has a goal to get higher in the if your goal is to be to own a Burger King, hey, Burger King it up, because Burger King is my favorite restaurant. Got no problem with that. But what is your goal? What are your visions? What are you bringing to the situation that I already have? You know, and the other thing that I wanted to say was, you know, as far as being a woman, you know, women we come in all shapes, sizes, economic backgrounds. You know, you may be the woman who's holding it down. You're paying all your bills on time. You got, you know, the Lexus in the driveway. And then, you know, the other woman next door could be the woman who's barely paying her bills, who ain't never been to a hair salon in her life, but she's holding it down. She's not out there, you know, trying to ask everybody and anybody for a handout. She's doing everything that she can within her power to manage, to make it, you know. I consider them both equally a woman, but they're just on two different economic statuses. I don't think it makes one less than a woman or one less, because they still have vision. And that is my, that was my thing, is that they still have vision. The man working at Burger King, there could be two of them, but one got vision and one is happy and you know, satisfied right where he is. He ain't worried about going nowhere higher. I don't know if I lost my co-captain.
Here, I ain't going nowhere. I'm right
here. Oh, okay. All right. I just want to make sure that I ain't lose you, because you ain't say nothing. You got quiet on me.
I let you do what you had to do.
Okay.
What you had to do, you doing what you had to do. And no, Lisa, I'm not bleeding.
Okay, go. You know, I was done. You can comment now. See, we got that dead air stuff that you don't like. You doing it.
No, I'm good. I'm so good. I am so way good. You know, it in all retrospect, it is what it is. And I mean, I love the way that, you know, Melody put everything. I think she just locked it all down for me. After she said what she said, there was nothing for me to say, because she locked it down. I totally agreed with everything that she said, and I'm totally on board with that concept. I like how she brought everything, laid it out in a nice little buffet on the table, because that's the way it's supposed to work. And we've lost track of what couples are supposed to be doing as a couple. We lost track of that. We lost track of what what the objective is when it comes to, okay, well, I'm going to get in a relationship, let's communicate. I mean, that was touched on. She just touched on everything that I was thinking. So, like I said, I'm good. I was good after she laid it down, because I didn't put it down. As a man, I didn't put it down the way that she did. I thought that she did a great job, because, I mean, she said it all. She said it all. And she did it in a poetic manner. So, I'm good. Are there any more callers?
I'm going to go right back and check, but I'm going to mention Tamari in the room said, and I'm going to use it as an example of what not being a man or a woman in that instance is, you know, and Lisa, I believe, also talked about it earlier, you know, when whether you have a job or you're on the system, whether you're a single mother or you're a single father, and you are dressed to the hilt, you got your cut. Every week you up there, you know, you getting your shave on. Women, you up there getting your nails did. You in the hair salon. You rocking all types of designer clothes on. Fellas, you got all types of designer clothes on. And why your kids shopping at Kmart? Or better yet, why your kids is at the thrift store getting their clothes, or they look half cracked and you look like you just walked off the pages of some fashion magazine. You know, and this goes for men and women, you know. Men, you out there taking care of the next chicks, and we're talking about some men, you know, Melody and Tony, they did bring up very good things about us using blanket statements, which is why I said some at the beginning. I said some women, single parents, male or female, and some men or women, for that matter, that got kids but just ain't taking care of them. You off somewhere. And you looking fly, and you taking care of the next chick's kids, but you're not taking care of the ones that are your blood. And then women and men, we go and date that fool. We know he got kids. Why is your man taking care of your kids but not taking care of his kids? And you're okay with that. I can't understand that. I dated a guy. He didn't bring his kids around. You know what I did? I called his mother who had custody. Bring them kids over here. You're not going to date me and take care of my kids but your kids don't come over, we don't need to be together then, because that right there tells me what kind of man you are. Mm-mm. If you're not going to take care of your own kids, why is that a man that you want to be with? Why is that a woman that you want to be with? She got kids, they with the baby daddy, and she'll never go get them. Why? I don't understand that. Maybe y'all both got something wrong with you. I would just say that. There must be something both wrong with you. And men, y'all, some of y'all, man, I'm going to learn how to say that. Don't fight for your kids. The woman don't want to give you custody, or she don't want to give you visitation rights, so you just complain about it, but you don't take your behind down to the courthouse and fight for visitation rights for your kids. Why? Why not? You just going to take her word at it that you can't see your kids because she pissed at you because you left her? Okay, so why don't you go down to the courthouse and fight for visitation rights for your children? You know? I don't know. No.
Again, you're talking on the men. Again, you're talking on the men that don't
I
do
said
it.
Said men and women. I definitely
know,
said
I
men and women.
So just relax yourself. I never said that you did
okay.
say that. I'm saying you're talking on those that don't do. And that's fine and dandy. That's fine and dandy. Now, you get in a situation with a woman and the man is doing this, then, okay, let's deal with it. Let's talk about it. And like you said, when it comes to men not taking care of their own business, well, again, it goes back to the first statements you made prior to that, which is, why are you getting with them in the first place? You know, why get with them? Because it would appear to me before you jump into the relationship with somebody, you know them. When it comes down to that, you know that they're gonna, you know what kind of a parent they are when it comes to taking care of the kids they got. Know that they got kids. Why are you in a relationship with somebody you don't even know whether or not they got kids, or you don't know whether or not they take care of the kids they got? That would seem like general conversation for me. Once I know. Because you already know what you don't want, and you know what you do want. So when that being the case, it goes back to what I said about communication. If that's the case, communicate. Find out. Find these things out. We had a guest on about a month ago or so, said the same thing. It comes down to having that conversation and asking these important questions. Have your questions set up. Know what's going on ahead of time. Because once you get into the relationship, you know, now you're asking for more problems. Your feelings get involved in the whole night. Why even go there from jump? No need. Ask the questions. Communicate. And it's communication is not, we do not communicate. We do not communicate. And a lot of women get into a relationship and they don't speak on what it is that they want. They don't. And that was established in that conversation we had a month ago. But it was like, women do not always throw down that list. They do not communicate. They do not say what they want until they're not getting it. When it comes to men, we're not forthright on giving information. It's out of foul play. A lot of men don't do it. And guys, you know, we tend not to. And in that conversation we had talked, and it came up, well, a lot of times things aren't said because we don't want to have the possibility come up of losing that person who we know we could possibly have something good with. But the bottom line to it all is, if this stuff that needs to be talked about, it just happened before you get into the relationship. Know where you're at. Know where you're at. Because if you don't know where you're at and it comes up later, that's like shoot. You hadn't told the guy what you wanted from him. You go into a relationship building on 3, 4 months, 5 months, year, and then you want to complain about something that he's not doing, and then add on to the back end of that he ain't been doing it, but you never said anything about what you wanted prior to the relationship, nor did you say anything up until that point. So now he's probably loving you. He should be. He's feeling you and everything. He's wanting this relationship, and now it's a make-or-break deal. And I've been with women where it's like, okay, well, I'm just saying, we're having a conversation, and I just wanted, you know, I didn't know that you didn't want so-and-so. You know, I didn't know you didn't want such-and-such in your life, but I did. We never talked about it. You know, and now I'm feeling this female, and I'm one of them good brothers. So it's like, I'm feeling this female. this beautiful woman who I can picture myself with, and you want to come up almost like 9 months later, you know, after I done invested and done stuff, because there are men, and it's been said in the chat room, there are men that do have, there men have feelings. Sometimes, yes, we can be babies, especially I'm one of them people y'all were talking about in the chat room. When I get sick, yep, I can be like that. But my thing is, if you're going to know, if you're going to get a good brother and he's invested in you, but just think that you want it, you didn't communicate with him, how are you going to deal with that 9, 10 months, a year, year and a half later? How are you going to do that? That's not fair. Doesn't work like that. And the brothers, if you don't come forthright, then, yeah, you're asking for trouble later, period. If you don't want to just say what's on the matter, you don't got to worry about the feelings. And a lot of times, dudes, we deal with what we see. Women, they deal from the heart. You love from the heart. You pre-think stuff. You'll be, and then we, you know, it came up with this with one of our guests where it was like, you know, we, women at a young age, will be planning their wedding. They'll cut out the pictures. They'll talk about how when they find this man, what their wedding's going to be like. They do this at a young age. Most dudes, and I did say most, we don't do that. Not because we think it's wrong. Not because we don't have the time for it, but it's not our makeup. We don't do that. We are more of the here and now. And we don't think about, we don't love, I venture, men love deep. We do. We have feelings. We do cry, you know, and all that other good stuff. We have feelings. But pre-planning that stuff for years in advance, and I think you had came up with, you know, the answer that, well, it's also about how you're bred up, how you're brought up when you're young, the environment you're brought up in. So all of that takes account. But if you don't have, bottom line, don't have communication, you're going to fail. At some point, things aren't going to go the way you want it or the way you planned. It's all about the communication. And I do have to say, once again, I love the way that Melody put it down because she hit it on the nose. She hit the nail on the head because we don't take time to know each other. We don't take time to understand what the other wants.
Yeah. Let me check with our callers on hold, make sure in our last 5 minutes they don't want to say any parting thoughts before we wrap up. Elizabeth is in the room. She's got an interview coming up with us on the 21st, and I know we kind of want to make sure that all you guys come back on the 21st to support her. We kind of got into the children aspect of it. Make sure that after the show you go back and you check our lineup. We have a show coming up the end of this month. We're going to talk about raising children, raising healthy, productive children in the society with all the mess that's going on around them. So I hope you guys will come back for that. I'm going to go through our callers that are on the line and make sure, you know, anyone has any last couple of minutes to say anything. I'll give you like 30 seconds or so to say something real quick if you wanted to. 678, anything else to say?
Yeah, my bad, Tony. I just want to say this. You're right about how I came at it. But like Keith said, it's not that I don't need a man. It's if I don't want to need you, I want to want you. Does that make sense to you?
No, yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I think that's a perfect closing statement right there, because that's just the way it should be. And I totally understood. I understood what you were trying to say, especially after listening to Kai and listening to Lisa. I totally understand what you're saying. I do. And you're absolutely right. And I got mad respect for you because you've held it down. And you do think I love any woman. Respect for any woman that does what you had to do. I love a woman that's got power in her to pull out the better in her and oversee what it is that she's had to go through. I love that. So no foul here. I totally love the way you just said that.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's not like I need a man. It's if I'm gonna be with you, I wanna have you because I want you, not because I need you. Does that? That's it. That's a wrap right there.
That's it.
like
that's exactly. Ladies, you heard what she said. Yeah, this needs to be the new way that we say this, ladies. We don't want to need you in our lives. We want to want you. We want you in our lives. Not that we need you, but you know we want our partners.
That statement right there, Lisa, the way that you said that instead of the other way, that made me want to go out, literally, and I'm not even lying. You see, me want to go out and buy Kai some flowers.
You better go out and buy her something before she stabs you with the pencil, and that's all. I got to say tonight. I'm in the chat room, and then I'm going to be on my show, Word on the Street. You already know. It's much love and respect, and I will be here every Monday night to show love and support and turn your chat room out.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Make sure you post your link. Post your link in the chat room so that when our show is over, we can all go and jump right over to yours.
Okay, and we got Gisette.
You got Jazara in your show tonight, right?
Her and Robin. Robin Pinelli,
yes.
Diamond in the Rough. Yes, I do. I got both
yes.
of them tonight. So I'll see you
post
over there.
Your link in the chat room.
Okay, I got y'all. And then if Raheem call it, you already know if Raheem calling, it's going to be a hot mess. And Elizabeth and Donna, like everybody in your chat room. Like I said, this is my first time being on your show, and I started busting up laughing when I saw them all sign in. I was like, I know all these people. Rhea can tell you about me. They all can tell you about me. But with that being said, take the next caller. I'm in the chat room, and I'll see you in a little while.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I think we got a new caller. I'm going to grab them. 312, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Rhea. I had to hang up before, and now
okay,
I'm on an extended
ahead,
bathroom break. That's why I miss your show, because I'm at work at my second job. But I did want to say this. In order, because I was the 312 that was holding upstairs. But anyway, and whether it's male or female, when you talk about being good, it starts out with being an adult. In order to be an adult, you have to be responsible for oneself, their actions and their deeds. You have to be working toward being responsible for oneself, action and deeds. When you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, then integrity, respect, and honor and all those things grow in you because those things produce those things. That's what you want to bring to a relationship, whether it's male or female, and that's where you're going to get your good people from. That's number one. Number two, the quality of our lives depends only on us. We have to define what's going to make us our life the way we want it to be. Therefore, you have to have boundaries, and you have to have that will do and won't do list. And you have to decide which one of them things you're willing to compromise on every now and again. But those lists have to be in place. And we have to honor them, and we don't do that. We don't hold true to ourselves, and consequently, you can't hold true to those relationships because in the long run, you're not going to be happy in it.
Right.
That's just like you meet a guy, he tells you up front, I don't want no kids. Your whole goal is to get married and have a family. Why are you dating him?
There you go.
I don't care how fine he is.
Yep. Yep. It comes from the beginning. That's that communication before you even get started type deal. And that needs
the most important
happen.
Thing that you could ever have
mm-hmm.
is communication.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, definitely.
You all have a wonderful evening.
Do the same.
Thank you, Rhea.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want
okay.
to throw it
Seven.
Out there for everybody that's listening to. I just want to, real quick, I just want to let you all know I do have a good woman. I do. I think Kai is like the best thing that's happened to me. And as such, I attempt to treat her as such. As a human, I'm going to make my errors. But as a man, I love her with my whole heart. So just so y'all know that. And no, I'm not sugarcoating because I'm afraid she's going to stab me with a pencil. I'm just saying she's a good woman. So I don't want anybody thinking that the odyssey is going on.
No, I love my boy. And, you know, I say it every week. You know, Tony, as every relationship has its ups and its downs, but he is my godsend. He is exactly what I prayed for. You know, he has, you know, and we have our bumps, you know, where we don't totally agree 100%. But, you know, I have my list, and, you know, I never expected to find someone that was going to fit every single thing on my list, but everything that was important to me, you know, those things that are truly important to me is, you know, and we got about a minute left. So I'm going to say that come back on Wednesday. We have Tracy Price, whose blog talk show is Looking for My Spouse. We're going to have her on. And then on Friday, we're going to introduce y'all to Waco 2, which is a community organization, community group, based all around the United States, the Virgin Islands, overseas. So I want you guys to come back for that. That's going to be another two-hour show on Friday. Wednesday is 6 o'clock. We're going to go right back to our regular normal time on Wednesday. So I want to thank everybody. I'm sorry the two callers that are left that I couldn't get back to you. All of the other callers, our lines are filled today. I knew this was going to be that type of show. I want to thank you all for supporting everyone in the chat room, my new friend Lisa, and everyone for referring me to her. Everyone, thank you so much for supporting our show. We're going to continue to bring it to you. And if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss, inbox us so that we can add them to the show. Again, enjoy your evening, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday.
God bless you all.
God bless.